Welcome to Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Anita Stokes-Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, danschlossberg.net. Our special guest tonight is my longtime friend and colleague, Virginia Sheraton of Finn Partners. Welcome, Virginia, to the 318th episode of Travel It Radio.
Well, congratulations, Dan and Anita. I'm very pleased to be here, and thank you for inviting me to the show.
Well, we're really glad to have you. We've been working on you for a long time to be our guest.
I know.
And glad you finally accepted.
Right. Well, it wasn't for lack of interest, but I travel all the time, so it was for lack of time, but I'm glad to be here now.
Okay. Virginia, we met in 1976 when I started working at M. Silver Associates, a travel PR firm in New York that was founded by your husband, Morris Silver, and we've stayed in touch ever since. Tell us a little about M. Silver and how it hooked up with Finn Partners.
Oh, thanks. Glad to do so. M. Silver Associates was, of course, founded by Morris Silver. He's the founding CEO. And it started out as a general interest public relations agency, meaning that it didn't really specialize in any particular field or specialty. And a lot of what we did was, of course, publicity and media relations, which everyone did at that time. Morris was a former newspaper journalist, and consequently, business owners and business people really liked him and were attracted to him because he knew how to position them for newspaper coverage and could get them mainly into the newspaper. So he promoted a lot of entrepreneurs and their companies, and it was very, very, very varied industry. He really saw the possibility of expanding into tourism when he was on vacation in the Bahamas. And he came back and he thought, well, this is going to be a growing field. You know, it's just, you know, early on, people were starting to travel a little bit more domestically as well as internationally. And he really put his cap on to set out to get clients in the travel industry. So consequently, our first clients actually became clients that were in the Bahamas, like Princess Hotels. We also represented the Nassau Cable Beach and Paradise Island Promotion Board in those early days. And, of course, we took off from there. You know, it's a little ironic with the Bahamas because many years later, we were hired by Saul Kirzner, the South African resort developer, to open up Atlantis on Paradise Island. And he really came to us because we had such a deep history in the Bahamas, and he really loved that. So as to Finn Partners' relationship, you know, we were very happy running our agency and having a good time. And we had two offices and about 45 people. But we were approached about, you know, 6 years ago because we did have a good reputation in the PR business for being travel industry experts. And we were approached by Peter Finn, who is the CEO of Finn Partners, which is an integrated PR agency based in New York and now around the country and around the world. And he was looking to expand his travel division. And a lot of PR agencies don't have big travel divisions. They may specialize in travel, but they don't have travel divisions. So we were impressed. And after we met, we liked each other and we agreed to work together. And what was good for us was the fact that they had expanded resources like digital and social media, which we did not have at the time. So it really gave us a lot of opportunity to grow our services and grow our client base.
Speaking of all of the clients that you have, I mean, Finn Partners has a terrific list of travel clients, including Air France, KLM, Avis, Entertainment Cruises, Fort Lauderdale, Hilton, I Love New York, Jamaica, Kempton Hotels, Turkish Airlines, and I know many others. Did some of those come over from M. Silver?
Yes, they did. In fact, it is a great client list when I hear you reading it off, Anita. And I'm very proud. I'm very proud of the agency in terms of how much we have grown in this particular area. Clients like Kimpton Hotels and Fort Lauderdale and I Love New York, Visit Baltimore and Turkey were many of the clients that did come over with us. And, you know, it was, we were concerned about that originally because clients, you know, who likes change, right? And you've got a firm and they're paying a lot of attention to you. So all of a sudden it gets a little scary. But I think we succeeded because Finn allows us to operate the way we used to operate. And that made the clients comfortable. And then, and we also operate like a boutique within a larger agency. So, you know, it, as long as you can remember to be high touch, high service, and high results, you can keep and grow your clients.
Virginia, what is your official title and role with Finn Partners?
I'm a managing partner in the travel and lifestyle division. So, you know, above me would be a founding partner, and then the senior management of the agency would be CEO, CFO, and president. So every division is run by one or more managing partners.
Okay. Memory tells me that you're from Fort Lauderdale. How long have you been doing publicity for that South Florida destination?
Well, I'm actually from Miami. And my dad relocated, my dad and mom relocated from New York to Miami so that my father could work in the airline industry, which he did for his whole life. Candidly, I, as a kid growing up, we didn't think much about Fort Lauderdale. My dad loved the ocean and he built houses in the Keys, so we went down there. And about the only time that I would go to Fort Lauderdale would be to maybe sneak up with some girlfriends for spring break. But ironically, as it turns out, I'm now half resident of Fort Lauderdale, meaning I come back and forth all the time. And we have been doing Greater Fort Lauderdale's tourism publicity for 30 years, which is remarkable even to me because it's a government agency. And we just keep it fresh, and we have been very lucky and very fortunate to have this client as long as that.
Well, I really enjoyed attending a New York City happy hour party for alumni of M. Silver Associates and think I had the longest history of anyone there. I was also glad to see Morris Silver there. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he 93 and still working?
Well, and thank you, Dan, for coming. It was very special having you attend the reunion. And I think you are right that you were the longest tenured employee. And we had a lot of people, you know, who came, and it was very heartwarming. And what I love is the fact that everyone, including yourself, has gone on to great success. So I think we did something right in our early years of running an agency. And so, you know, and I wanted to, and then on that, I really wanted to congratulate you for all your success today as a travel journalist, a book author, and a media personality. You've done great, you did great work for us, and now you're continuing that legacy for yourself. But, and thanks for asking about Morris. He is 93, he looks 73, and he acts 63. And he is still working. he loves being part of the industry. He still has great ideas, and the clients love him. So he's not much of a person that thinks too much about retirement and to play cards or play golf. He likes to be involved. So we keep him busy.
I think he's the George Burns of travel PR.
Yes, I think you're right. That's for sure.
I know George Burns was still performing at age 100, so that's kind of incredible. We're talking with Virginia Sheridan. This is Virginia Sheridan of Finn Partners. Anita, it's all yours.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Virginia, I know when you were at M. Silver Associates that you had really good travel PR professionals and you won many awards. And when you were there, you also represented Princess Hotels in a new association called Colorado Centennial Resorts, a 9 ski resorts trying to develop summer tourism. So tell me a little bit, Virginia, how difficult is it to pitch and hold these new clients?
Well, it's, you know, as Bob Dylan says, you know, times are changing. And certainly public relations is about that change. But the change is good. I mean, a lot of people a few years ago thought public relations was sort of a dying industry. Don't tell your children to go into PR. But we really, I think the whole industry reinvented itself and got smarter and expanded services, which is, again, a reason why we joined Finn Partners. Getting new clients is very competitive, and it's very difficult because it's a very crowded playing field, you know, with many, many new agencies popping up across the country. Many, of course, still have very strong digital skills, and that's integrated with traditional PR. So it's important to really know your client's business, promote your expertise, and realize that there's an appetite for PR still in the travel industry. I think it's because clients like storytelling and feel it's key to creating an emotional engagement between them and the customer, and that it's much more powerful than advertising. So we work really hard for our clients to make certain that we're being inventive. You mentioned Colorado Centennial Resorts. We actually gave them that name. It was nine ski resorts, as you said, that operated in the winter, didn't have much summer business, which that's changed too. And they came to us and they said, what can you do? And we put them together in a sort of loosely arranged association, and we called them the Colorado Centennial Resorts because it's a centennial state, and we thought sun, adding it to that, would be clever. So, you know, it's important to be, have original thinking and show your clients something new and different almost every day.
Well, that's very original. I love that name. And it sounds like it really fits as well. But I'm wondering, though, Virginia, is it easier to publicize a domestic or an international client? And have you had some clients that were kind of difficult to publicize?
Well, before 9/11, we had both a lot of domestic and international clients. And 9/11 changed that dynamic a lot because people were concerned about traveling overseas. And Americans were, concerned about traveling overseas. And then correspondingly, the international visitor was nervous about traveling to the United States as well. But, you know, fortunately today, location isn't a huge factor if you know the right way to position your client and sort of what its audience appeal is. The economy certainly plays a factor. When the pound gets strong or the euro gets strong, that changes the dynamic. When countries with, weak currencies to the U.S., they become popular. Like Croatia became enormously popular because it's not only beautiful, but it was very affordable. So affordability can be an issue too. And of course, today we're dealing with global politics, and that makes people nervous about certain parts of the world, including the United States. Travel is very personal, and people have to feel it's worthwhile to take that journey for fulfilling experiences. So again, I don't think it's location, domestic or international, because we certainly have many wonderful places to visit here in North America as well. In terms of clients difficult to publicize, sometimes the client isn't ready for a PR program, or they have unrealistic expectations, or the product isn't good. And, it's important to be sort of honest and realistic going into that. And if you can help the client shape itself properly for the right audience, you should be able to do a pretty good job. We started out with Costa Rica, and, they were having too many backpackers, and they wanted to have a more elevated client. And they didn't really have big luxury hotels. So we promoted them as an ecotourism destination. So, you have to be smart about destination, positioning.
Virginia, does Finn Partners run a lot of press trips, or does it prefer to host individual writers? And also, do your clients plan press parties for media in Manhattan, such as I Love New York?
Yes, you know, I think at some time it was almost one time it was almost all group press trips because I think everybody thought that was a more economical way of doing it. But you know, media, just like other travelers, are very individualistic. So we find that, you know, small group press trips may be good if they're maybe shaped around a theme like multi-generational travel or culinary exploration. But certainly we find that we get a lot of the best stories out of people going to a destination on their own, the media, and we customize their itinerary for them. And then that way they're really writing in seeing what's interesting for them. But, you know, as I said, thematic press trips are fun. We're doing a Surf's Up press trip for Greater Fort Lauderdale in June that's going to be totally water-based with writers and influencers experiencing the destination's water culture on surfboards, kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddle boards. So it's important to make these trips fun, entertaining, as well as informational to really get something out of it for the destination, for the host, as well as for the writer. And the marketplaces, they are very important too. They serve a different purpose. And I always appreciate how supportive you are of the I Love New York quarterly media marketplaces in New York. They're seasonally themed and it allows a lot of people to come in and get a taste of the destination. And then they start to think about their story angle. So those marketplaces are helpful to help the media solidify their thinking about what they might want to cover when they go to the destination.
Well, Virginia, I was wondering, do you have or have you had a favorite client? Can you do that?
I was going to say, it's like telling somebody what their favorite child is.
I was thinking that too. Can you have a favorite child, a favorite client?
Right. I was just with somebody who told me that their grandmother had favorite children, and I thought to myself, well, that's terrible. you know, I think the travel industry has been so rewarding, as I said, Greater Fort Lauderdale, to be part of its transformation and change, and its sophistication has been a real, just a blast. We love it. We've worked in Southeast Asia. That was amazing. Turkey is a current client. It's amazing as well. I think they're all my favorites because they let us meet new people and be exposed to cultures that we wouldn't have the chance to be exposed to. So I get pretty jazzed about travel. I can have a good time, and I'm not going to insult any place. Well, I can have a good time, let's say, in Cleveland. So, you know, I'm a pretty good travel person, but it's all been good. It's all been good. Discovering Central America was a wonderful experience as well. And again, many of these experiences are wrapped around cultural relationships.
Absolutely. It's all about that diversity. I like that.
That is true.
Now,
yeah.
Now, Virginia, do you ever take on a client and you think it would be kind of hard to promote them? Or have you ever had to let a client go?
Oh, you're asking tough questions.
I'm digging in there, Virginia.
I know, you're really digging in there. I had a client ask me if we ever fired someone, and I said yes. And he wanted to know why. I said, because they didn't listen. They had a fixed idea of what they thought their PR should be. They didn't listen to the experts. And it's not that we have every answer, and we always want to work collaboratively with our clients because they know themselves very well. But when you have somebody who's just not going to listen to you, doesn't take your advice, goes off in bad directions, you know, you have to, it's like any kind of bad relationship. You have to walk away because it's not going to get you anywhere, and it gets frustrating. And as I mentioned, sometimes a client isn't ready for PR, and that might be that they just haven't gotten their internal act together and don't realize how collaborative marketing and PR is. You know, you have to have people on the inside who can help facilitate it and guide it, and people on the outside who can execute it. And sometimes they don't know, you know, they haven't put all that into place. And then there are clients who think that you have media connections and I can call up Dan and say, Dan, I want you to go to this hotel and and, you know, it's got a lot of problems, but I want you to write a good story about it. Well, Stan's not going to do that, and I'm not going to ask Stan to do that. So, you know, we have to keep our integrity intact, and it's when the integrity issue becomes a problem is when we'll fire a client.
Okay, on the same subject, since travel is always full of the unexpected, have you ever had problems with language, customs, money exchange, or just simple communications with clients? And is it better when the client provides direction for your publicity efforts or leaves it up to you? I experienced both when I was working for M. Silver Associates 40 years ago.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, I did. Because at that time, again, you know, a general manager of a hotel would hire us and just basically say, I want a lot of publicity and, you know, and kind of walk away from it. You know, it takes time to understand other cultures and for them to understand you. I think the really biggest challenge is, and I always laugh about it, is that you don't know always what's on their mind. And, you know, Asians will be very polite and they'll say yes a lot and they really mean no. And you have to figure out, is that yes, a yes, yes, or is it a no, no? And, you know, you could spend a lot of time, you know, trying not to be overly direct, you know, but you've got to get to the heart of things. So I think the communications issue is always can be even with clients in the United States, but it's trickier when they're international clients and maybe a big cultural difference and language difference from us too as well. So it takes a lot of cultural understanding to be a tourist when you travel. And to work with other business entities because, you know, Americans are very direct. We're very straightforward. You know, we're quick. We work quickly. We want quick answers. And, you know, we could give an international client in Tokyo a nervous breakdown, you know, because we want everything, you know, now, now, now. So that's part of learning how you work with people in Latin America or in Europe. Or in Asia or in the Middle East. I mean, it's all very culturally driven.
Do you and Mara still travel a lot, and what are some of your favorite places?
Well, we do travel, and travel means a lot to us because we're sightseers at heart and love going. We are enjoying cruising right now, and that's everything from ocean going to river cruising, domestically and internationally. We just came back from a trip on a riverboat in the Mississippi and had a great time. And there's so much exciting things happening about expedition cruising and as well as new ships coming out. In fact, we're going to go on a cruise to Southeast Asia this Christmas and New Year's Eve, and we love it because you don't have to pack and unpack and you see a lot of places and people are there to take care of you day and night. I always go through withdrawals when a cruise ends and there's no one around to cater to my every need.
We're talking with Virginia Sheridan of Finn Partners, and you're listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel It Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Anita?
Well, I wanted to ask Virginia, what about some of the industry events, talking about working with journalists? Do you like to attend things like International Media Marketplace, the New York Times Travel Show, IPW, which, of course, is the International Powwow? Does attending any of these help the firm attract or publicize your clients?
Well, it does a lot of things. You know, if there's a media component to those shows like International Media Marketplace and International Powwow, so we get to meet a lot of media face-to-face. Where we would normally be emailing them or texting them or, you know, posting something to them on Twitter or Facebook. So that face-to-face meeting is really important. It also allows us to mix and mingle with potential clients. So these shows can be exhausting. We have some people in Seville right now at the WTC, and, you know, we go to ITB in Berlin, and we'll travel market in London. They're exhausting. I mean, these are marathons, but they're good. They're very helpful. And it's, you know, you got to get out there and network. And that's what makes, you know, for good new business prospecting, as well as meeting media from around the world.
Absolutely. Now, what about belonging to some of the industry associations like SATW, the Society of American Travel Writers, or NATCHA, the North American Travel Journalists Association, or PRSA, the Port Relations Society of America? What about those groups?
They're important, too, and we belong to all of them because, again, it's the fact that we're establishing trusted media relationships, and they, you know, all have conferences and excellent ways to communicate with their membership. And I think also when we're talking to a client and we're maybe going to introduce a new media to them, you know, it's easy for them to say, well, you know, they're a member of SATW because SATW has a qualification process. So that gives that media person a bit of stature if the client doesn't recognize them. And I like them because there's a, you know, they're both PR people and they're media people. And we get together and, you know, we talk about, you know, our challenges together. And it, so it's, these are great forums for us to learn from each other. And to find ways to collaborate, which and have exposure, you know, potentially maybe with a client, with a PR person who has the ability to hire an agency, and I might be top of mind because I was at that conference with that person.
Okay, just a couple of minutes left. Both M. Silver
yep.
Associates and Finn Partners have won numerous awards within the hospitality industry. Could you please share with our listeners?
Well, maybe hundreds. You know, everything from launching Sweet Mary 2 to bringing Atlantis to life to showcasing Greater Fort Lauderdale's LGBT and diversity appeal. If it's out there, we've won it. So that's very pleasurable. Finn itself as an agency has been winning some amazing awards. Best new agency, best agency to work for, best healthcare agency, et cetera. So it's a, you know, the awards season, it's not on the level of the Oscars, but putting those awards together and entering them is a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Okay. Nita?
Well, what about some of the times that editors tell writers that they can't accept stories from sponsored trips? So you have about a minute. How do you handle that controversial issue?
Well, just very transparently, freelancers sometimes can have the ability to contribute to some of the publications that don't sponsor trips. You know, we offer media rates, some offer pay full fare. So, you know, it makes it a little harder, but, you know, it works out and we get the coverage that we need most, you know, in the publications that we want to by, as I said, largely today working with freelancers.
Mm.
Okay. Need to ask about Finn Partners' website.
Yeah.
FinnPartners.com.
Great.
And that's Finn, F-I-N-N, listeners. So if you wanted to see the great client list and learn more about this award-winning agency, FinnPartners.com, that's with two N's in Finn. And with graduation season approaching, not to mention Mother's Day and Father's Day, there's no better time to purchase a copy of my biggest, best, and most unusual book, The New Baseball Bible. Notes, nuggets, listen, legends from a national pastime. 424 pages of sidebars, cartoons, artwork, and pictures. Never published before anywhere else. Get it from Amazon or major booksellers. And come see me on Tuesday, April 9th at 7 o'clock at Fort Lee Library in New Jersey, where I will be signing this book and others. And that's it for this edition of Travel with Radio. Our guest was Virginia Sheridan of Finn Partners, a longtime friend. Very pleased to have her. Next week, our guest will be Jay Smith, owner-operator of Sports Travel and Tours, official tour operator of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Same time, same station, same host. Now, this is your host and writer, Dan Schlossberg, speaking also on behalf of co-host Anita Stokes-Thomas and guest Virginia Sheridan, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.